Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. Episode 25 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast.
Quarter Today life crisis, baby.
Is Monday, 25. March 7th, 2022. Shh. 25 fucking episodes, boys. Holy shit.
We're here, fellas. We can almost rent a car in episodes, bro.
You can rent a U-Haul, and I mean, it's the same thing.
All right, next episode, we'll be able to rent a car.
That's a quarter of a way to 100.
Real quick on that, U-Hauls are kind of cheaper than renting a car. I knew a guy who flew into O'Hare for a music festival, and instead of renting a car, they rented a U-Haul and packed everyone in the back and drove to, like, Southern Illinois for this music festival.
Fucking brilliant.
Guys, join with the bestest friends in the whole world. Sammy Stats is here.
What's going on, everybody?
Dale Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
And producer Jake is here.
Howdy, everyone.
I'm Marcos, and again, we are Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Thanks a ton for coming on back. Guys, big ass news.
What's big up? News?
You guys know, because we're all sitting here and we can see. Those of you listening at home, please guess
Well,
everybody?
Most of us can see.
The Bare Minimum Podcast is pleased to announce, guys, that we have an addition to our staff. Guys, I would like to welcome cameraman Sean.
Woo! Yeah, Sean.
Sean, come on over here come and say hi, Sean. To everybody.
Say hi to the people.
Come on, big guy.
Guys, Sean is our newly acquired cameraman. Little caveat here, Sean's legally blind.
It's an interesting factoid. Does it affect his camera skills? We're going to find out. We're not paying him anything. So
we're rolling the dice here.
No real material loss.
I'm actually an unpaid intern.
Talking to the mic.
See, into the kids. That's what I'm talking about. He doesn't even talk to the
camera guy, not a mic guy.
Yeah, definitely. I'm actually
talk into the mic, Sean.
I'm talking into the mic.
There you go.
Can you turn it to him, Sam? Perfect.
There we go. Sorry.
We'll learn him up. We'll learn him up. We promise.
Sean, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
I thought he was going to say
blue. Blue, everybody. Blue.
Fair done. So, Sean, how many episodes have you listened to the Bare Minimum Podcast? Are you a frequent listener?
I think I've got about 15 or 25. There's a few I missed.
Okay.
We appreciate that, because I don't think a lot of people can say that.
He's already longest, most episodes listened to by a listener. Sean, how big are you on sports?
I'm not.
Oh.
This is good. This is good. This is outside perspective.
Sean, are you willing to give us unbiased and at times even harsh criticism about our content so that we can grow as podcasters?
Always.
I appreciate that, man.
That's fair. If I know Sean, he is stern.
Yeah. Sean.
There's no bullshit.
If you could rewrite one ending to one movie, give me the ending and how you would change it. I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
One movie and the ending, how I would change it. Ooh.
Rose scoots over. Let him up. You dumb bitch.
No, that's too easy. That's too easy.
Oh.
Sorry. It's a sorry. I'm heated.
Let's go with Terminator 2.
Oh, Jesus.
Terminator doesn't die.
Okay. Oh.
Marcos, does that mean anything?
Yeah. That after that.
Some of you will get that. Some of us will not. Sean, you are so welcome. We are so happy to have you. And as is tradition.
Someone going to pour that?
He's blind.
Once again, legally blind.
He's not disabled.
Oh. Well, does he have a placard?
You get a parking spot?
Sean, how...
He gets a parking spot.
For the people.
We joke. How blind are you?
According to the federal government, I'm just blind.
The answer
good
is blind.
For me.
Do you hear that, feds? Look at me. The man is blind.
Sean, do you have a Malort experience? Could you put that on your resume?
Not yet.
This is your first Malort?
This is your first Malort?
Yeah, I tend to avoid it. I grew up in Chicago.
Smart man.
Same.
See,
same.
Smart guy.
Well, Sean, welcome to the Bare Minimum.
Welcome.
Slancha.
Cheers to you, friend.
Please face away from my laptop.
Yes.
Face over there.
Your thoughts.
He's an animal.
For the people.
He just shrugged it off like, eh.
Pretty bitter. Very kind of absinthe-like. Less anise, though. Just very bitter.
He said, I've seen worse.
Oh, I'm a professional drunk.
Does it make you want to fight your father?
No, but, you know, give it a couple more shots.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Sean,
you go.
Sean, you don't have to, you know, we're going to get little tidbits from you here and there. We don't have to tell everybody everything about you, but what do you do for your day job? You don't have to say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair so we can.
All right. I'm a senior software engineer, and I work on very, very boring data analytics for a company you've probably never heard of.
Would it be fair to say you're a nerd?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah.
No. Well, right. Happy to have you, buddy.
Love
you.
To have you.
All right, now get back.
We appreciate
it.
It's my guy. That's cameraman Sean. Big thanks to him for jumping on board. Give Sean love. We'll get his socials posted. Sean, do you have a Twitter?
No, I don't have a Twitter.
Oh, but
we'll work out.
We'll get you
on
one.
That. We're
we'll
going to work
you
on that guy. Yeah,
last fun fact, Sean is Sam's little brother.
Wee-hee.
Yeah, it's in the family. Oh, he does have an Instagram and website.
Oh, so Sean, please give me your Instagram and your website. Okay, come on over again, buddy. Thank you very much. He's going to give me his card. Guys.
Jake, edit out the brother thing. It'll be funnier.
So the reason that, okay, Sean, you can.
He handed Marcos a card.
Find Sean. This guy's got a fucking card.
No nepotism.
Whoa, look at that thing.
It's unbelievable.
Well.
Low viz photography. So funny. Low viz photography on Instagram. You can also check him out. Low-vizphotography.com. That's cameraman Sean. Welcome to the team. Guys, the
welcome
reason
aboard.
Cameraman Sean is here is because our prayers have been answered. And we got a camera.
Woo!
Because Sean had a camera.
Because Sean had a camera.
Y'all, sorry asses, didn't give us any money for one. But
so this
Sean
is perfect, guys.
We didn't really give him an avenue to give us money.
You guys will start seeing clips coming out. You guys will start seeing stuff. That's I know fair. It's a long intro. But again, guys, welcome back to episode 25 of Da Bare Minimum Podcast. On Facebook, Da Bare Minimum Podcast. Twitter, at Da Bare Min Pod. Leave us a voicemail. Leave us an email. We're going to start having our bracket challenge coming up here pretty soon that we'll talk to you
brackets
guys about.
Brackets are almost out.
Guys, good cash prize here that we'll announce here pretty soon. There are going to be some stipulations. We're going to ask that you review the page, that you like the page, you follow us on the socials, give us proof of that. And if you win the bracket challenge, you take that cash prize home. So we'll talk to you guys a little more about it. But getting into some sports minutes, we'll talk about some of our favorite teams in the city of Chicago. And we'll start it off with the Chicago Bears. Dada Dale, can you get me into what's going on with the Bears right now?
There's nothing really going on with the Bears right now.
That is absolutely correct. The underwear Olympics.
You looked at me and I'm like, man, I really hope this is about like there's been seven or eight guys that are really fast. Some of them are over 300 pounds. Some of them are in the – oh, didn't we almost tie John Ross's record as well? So, like, there's been a lot of really fast people. That's
there's
all we
have. There's a guy
so
being
far.
Pretty liberal with the stopwatch.
There's a new stopwatch there. Guy.
Yeah.
Oh, because the unofficials came out and they were so different from the officials.
Yes.
Correct.
That oh, like a lot slower?
No, faster.
Faster.
Oh. Like, the guy with the stopwatch is – he's quick on the button.
Like gotcha. Three guys apparently broke the record before the officials
he just
came
wants
out.
Me to get paid.
Guys, but
that's
let's
what I believe.
So let's plug this in here because we don't have a lot of Bears developments. Underwear Olympics is going on, but we had some just massive, massive news come out of the NFL today. Calvin Ridley. Guys, Calvin Ridley has been suspended for the at least, if you read the press release, Goodell said at least until February something of 2023. So he's suspended at least a year, and they will review from there for gambling on games. Big no-no if you're a professional athlete.
Did you see his tweet?
Yes.
Late in the afternoon? He said, I bet $1,500 I don't have a gambling problem. Yeah. I mean, for a guy with absolute millions, I know a few people at this table that have cumulatively over the course of an NFL season, maybe perhaps, have totaled $1,500 or more.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't know who you're
so, I mean,
about.
Like, a guy worth millions and millions, that's really not a whole lot.
You don't have a betting
yeah,
problem.
Yeah, it's relative, I'd say.
Absolutely.
You know? But I think the bigger question here is, does anyone in this room have him on your dynasty team?
No.
I don't either.
No.
Oh, good nice. God. Good work, everybody. Good. Way to go. All right.
I think it's a little hypocritical that, like, some of this news is broken. Some of these players play. Like, the Bears next year, in a couple years, are going to end up playing in some variation of the Bet Rivers Arena or Bet Rivers Stadium. And this is this breaking news update that Calvin Ridley's been suspended has been brought to you by DraftKings. Like,
that's
really beautiful.
Fuck me, man. Little hypocritical here. But I understand the integrity of the game. If you see some of the bets that he was betting on, like he did bet on the Falcons, but he's betting like 6-leg, 8-leg, 10-leg parlays.
And to be clear, this was when he was not playing though, right?
Yeah, he took a leave of absence from the Falcons, and in those like couple.
So he was just being a degenerate after, for a few weeks.
From what? Yeah. What I think, if you're Calvin Ridley, you disassociate with everybody around you in your close circle because he got caught from his phone. So DraftKings and all these betting apps, all these sports books are, it's part of their agreements with these with the NFL that basically says, hey, you guys are going to monitor this for us. If you see our players or anything, let us know. So DraftKings snitched on Calvin Ridley.
Mm-hmm. They sure
turned
did.
His ass in.
It's got to be part of the agreement,
but
if
also
you dig
like,
into it.
Dude, if you're Calvin Ridley and you're signing up on your couch.
You're dumb.
Under the name yeah. Calvin Ridley.
C. Ridley, WR2 at Falcons.
No. He could have been Ralvin Kidley and no one would have known.
It's like Gronk in the commercials. This isn't Gronk. It's the same thing. Come on,
come
Calvin.
Come on, man. So that's a mess. That's an absolute mess. He's going to be suspended for a year at least. Crazy.
I wanted him on the Bears.
That's over now.
Yeah, not right now.
Good for the Falcons though, because like people called them for the last couple weeks and they talked about can we trade for him, what's your thoughts on it, and they're like, he's not available. Well, because you had an idea. So
yeah,
good for them
for doing the right thing. Also, we've already tried one of the Ridley brothers. We can,
yeah, but the other one's way better.
True.
Stack them on top of each other, Ridley's Zord.
Oh, with a big trench coat and sneak into an R-rated movie.
Guys, getting into, because we're going to move on. Getting into the Chicago Blackhawks. Have we traded Patrick Kane yet? Producer Jake, tell me.
Yeah, where are we at?
No.
Tomorrow?
No. So here's
Did
a,
we figure out
guys,
if the GM
like
got promoted or hired?
Here's the problem, guys.
Promoted
you
or
can't
hired?
Ask
Can
me.
You wake up, Dad?
Can you wake up dead? That's
can Jake. You trade Patrick Kane?
You can't ask me this question because I'm way too biased. I love the man. No, can't.
All right.
I wrote down your Jake it face said off. Trade Kaner question mark. I wrote down how dare you.
Okay.
I spit at the question.
All right.
I think of your question.
Okay. So I think the first step in, what do they say in rehabilitating, the 1-800-GAMBLER, I got through like three of those classes. So the first step is accepting, right? It's acceptance. So can you just accept, can you agree with us that in theory, trading Patrick Kane for the long-term success of your favorite franchise, because remember the names on the jersey change, but the jersey never changes. You said that. Can we agree that it's a pretty good idea to get something instead of letting him walk in free agency next year for nothing? Holy shit.
Wait a minute.
I think Jake's going to say who said he's walking
next
year.
Who said he's leaving?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Guys, Patrick Kane's leaving next year.
I'll say this. He has a no trade clause only if he wants to.
So then he hits the end of his contract. And then what? You lose him for nothing? Way to
Who
go.
Who says we lose him? What if he wants to be here?
He wants to be part of another of a rebuild?
Maybe. I don't speak for Patrick Kane.
Well, start doing it.
You suck.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't want him to go. You fine. Hypothetically,
sounds like
if
that.
We trade him, it's going to take a lot. He's one of the best players in the world. He's over a point per game still. He's
how many point per game people are there in the NHL?
20.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He's real good.
Yeah, he's real fucking good.
Wow, so like you could probably get a lot for him.
I accept nothing less than Connor McDavid.
this fucking dude.
Austin Matthews, no go.
So no, Austin Matthews is up there too.
I think he's like Kaner's also like 2-0 in court cases too.
Well, no, he.
Well,
he,
yeah, that
he
one
settled,
was.
He settled the. He punched that cab driver.
he punched that cab.
He so did he push him. On that one?
I think yeah.
With
I think
the
he called that
you
a settlement.
Push,
yeah,
push.
Yeah.
They kinda, settled out of court.
Did he push twice then?
Kind of went into lockdown.
Can you wake up dead?
I don't know.
Love the guy. With the war.
It would take a lot. Granted, it would yes, and the amount you would get back would help the organization. So sure, do I want it? No.
Think for,
hey, that's progress right there.
Leaps and bounds.
That's
compared
progress.
To where we were.
Wow, we're getting somewhere.
Yeah,
because I was considering ordering a copy of the Serenity Prayer to
it's
put
like
on
another,
the wall behind Jake.
It's like another month and a half before I actually have to worry about this.
Okay.
Time flies.
We'll
friend.
Be here.
That's
we'll be
I'm
here
say.
When you're ready. Okay. You
okay.
come to us.
Okay. The Malort's on the table.
Guys, that's a wrap on Blackhawks. Sam and Dale, collectively, if you guys can kind of split this one. What's up with your fuck Rob Manfred tour / ending the baseball lockouts?
Our players had some comments.
A little feedback.
A little feedback for the owners.
Okay.
And MLB.
Okay.
MLB not happy.
Oh,
oh no.
Insulted?
Oh, no. You don't say.
Dale, can you elaborate?
Is it worse than they started?
No.
I don't think
no.
it's better, though.
I saw some weird shit on the table.
Same dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is some weird stuff, like just some of the core things that the MLBPA is holding firm on is the $725,000 minimum for player salary and annual increases. The pre-arb pool is down to $80 million, so that number has been worked on. That was a big sticking point for a while. Six picks in the lottery for the MLB draft is kind of a weird one, but
they're making...
Yeah, they want to implement a lottery for the top X amount of picks. Right now, the number is six.
Okay.
Discourages tanking. You can no longer guarantee you're getting a top one pick, a two pick.
Baseball, I always think, is risky, and it doesn't matter. I mean, plus there's there's like 30 rounds of the draft anyways.
Well, and you don't
that's
see those,
been condensed a lot.
Sure.
You don't see those first-round picks for 4 or 5 years, so...
Yeah, so it's MLB came out and said that they went backwards in some areas, so yeah.
Can't it be like 6 years and that's kind
of what's
what
the deal
a
with
lot of these meetings are about?
What's the deal with the bases?
The bases are getting bigger?
Bigger bases?
Why is that? Is that because they're
injuries or something?
Player is safety, probably.
They're like, and they can't like hold on to it because
well, there's
fly
no longer
of
the
them?
Neighborhood plays. Like, that's one of the things that they're trying to discourage is like that collision that happens at second base while turning two.
Okay.
But yeah, that's just one of those wacky ones. That's like, okay, if this is one of the hills that people are dying on, looking at the camera, this is a joke. I'm shooting up MLB. Like, if that's one of our issues right now, base size, you're just killing me.
Well, and I mean, again, we talk about it all the time and the optics of it. We don't have baseball because of base sizes. I know there's a million other things.
Right.
But you guys are arguing about base sizes.
Nah, it's... That's
14 teams in the playoffs?
They're just throwing in there. The big deal is the disparity in the bonus.
And the owners want the 14-team deal because they've already made a TV deal with ESPN for 14 teams.
Yeah, so they're like, well, we can't really go backwards here.
They can. They just lose like $5 million or something.
Terrible.
Which they're going to need anything. For that bonus pool. So just we awful. Should just do the 14 teams.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yeah, otherwise it's just they're meeting. Talks are always positive. If they're inching towards a goal, that means they're moving towards a goal.
There was more baseball played right now in this conversation.
Yeah, it's really
we've
sad.
Seen. Yeah,
it's
all
real
year.
Sad.
Well, fuck Rob Manfred.
Fuck Rob Manfred.
Fuck
man.
Rob
do your job,
guys. What about
that's the real thing? Is do your fucking job, man. Like, you've had so long to do this, and you knew this was coming.
Well, he doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't work for the people. He works for the 30 owners. He's just a scapegoat.
Must be nice.
I mean, he just. You can't say you're doing your job anyways. Like,
no.
You're locked out. If you're the commissioner and you're locked out, like, you literally are not doing your job.
Yep.
Practicing your golf swing.
Fuck Rob Manfred.
Guys, what about the Chicago Bulls?
Here we go.
Sad.
Buckle up.
39-25.
Not
fourth
good,
in the East.
Little skid.
3.5 games back off Miami. A little even scarier. You are a 5-game skid away from being in the play-in tournament. So, vibes are a little different right now with the Chicago Bulls. I will paint a picture of promise for you, though. What is that? Assimilation? Paint a picture of...
I don't know how those words work.
Alliteration.
Alliteration. Thank you.
P's. Paint a picture.
Pushing P. So, anyways.
I thought alliterations had to be three. Anyway.
That could be. Who knows?
Guys.
We're not smart.
We've gone through this part of the schedule that we have known, and we've known that this was going to be an issue. Right, we saw Memphis, you saw Miami, lost. Trae Young went off when you played against the Hawks. Giannis did Giannis things. All the things that, like, a blind cameraman could tell you. that was going to happen. Who doesn't
after
watch
a while
sports.
When you don't watch the little sports ball, he'll be able to tell us that.
100%, guys. Everything that we thought was going to be an issue is presenting itself as an issue. We're still here, relatively towards the top, without a lot of health, like we've said. But you gotta feel a little iffy about this. Just get through this. Let's get a healthy lineup back, and then we can start making these jump to conclusion statements and things like that.
I think the important thing is that we are still not 100% healthy, because for everyone that is on your side, and I am on your side right now, that says just get through this stretch, we'll just, you know, get through the tough games and then we'll get healthy, we'll be good. There's also the people that say, yeah, what's your record against good teams? Ooh, very bad. Why do you think you're immediately going to be better against it? Because it's disparagingly bad.
You were 0-13 against the top three teams in the East and West combined.
Ooh!
0-13.
How many of them, I don't expect you to know this because I'm presenting it to you now. Do you know how many of them included Zoe and Pat? Let's go Zoe and Caruso.
I can't give you
anything. I'll run the numbers.
Yeah, if Sammy Stats could run that, that'd be great. But I mean, yeah, that's the hard part, because you've got these ways that we normally rationalize things in our heads as sports fans. You know, you look at the health, and then you look at the strength of the schedule, and you look at where your team is and the chemistry. And there's all these different things that you in this moment say, hey, I should be able to use this metric as like a way to figure out how good is my favorite basketball team. And like, I really truly think we might have to just agree that we don't know. And we might get to the playoffs, win one series, if that, and then be out of there. And then realize that we're not one of the upper echelon Eastern teams. But like, you can't make these statements right now, because nobody knows what this team is going to look like in 30 days.
I think that the evidence that we have seen points to you being one of the top teams. And that evidence is largely based on DeMar DeRozan being an MVP caliber player, and the defensive ability of the team that we have seen when it is healthy, and the fact that you're adding back potentially a starting number four in Pat Will when he becomes healthy, or at least the depth that you're looking for at that position. That points to you being a top team.
We're a 4 seed right now, right?
Yep.
4th in the East. If you're not the 1 seed or the 2 seed, what's the best other seed to be? Moving through that bracket. If the 1 seed's the Sixers and the 2 seed is either the Celtics or the Nets.
Not the Heat?
Oh, yeah, the Heat, too. So,
like, frankly, all three of those teams are scary. I'd rather have the Heat out of those three.
Yeah, I mean, you end up as, like, a 5 seed. You play a 4 seed. That's, you know, that's one of those things where you're one of those middle seeds. You don't want to – what you don't want to do is you don't want to have a path that goes, like, you have to go through Milwaukee to then go to Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just –
I think I want the Heat in that for sure. I think you match up.
I think you just want home games. You got to find a way to win these games down the stretch so that you have home games for the playoffs.
Yeah.
But they've been so bad against those teams that we're about to be playing a lot of games against and are currently playing. They're playing the 76ers right now. So we've done really bad against those teams. Why do we think we'll be in a position to have home court at any point?
No, I mean, we got to see what this next like week and a half, 2 weeks looks like. Where, Dale, when do Zoe and Pat Will come back roughly? Are we thinking soonish?
So they said that they're doing non-contact work right now, which is always, you know, encouraging. The last like any sort of committal comment was when Billy said, you know, around 2 weeks towards the end of the season, that's around when we're anticipating getting people back. But they got to get through these parts of the recovery phase. So when they work through non-contact work and get into contact work and then live situations, we'll actually have information. Otherwise, everyone's crossing their fingers and hoping.
Live update, we are down 7 points with 3 minutes to play in the first half.
Yep, that's about where you expect to be.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, the Sixers have been winning games by like 15, 20 points.
It's gross.
They're so damn good. Jake, anything?
No, just kind of what we've been talking about, but you know, I look at like Milwaukee and Miami, and you look at their rosters on paper and compare to ours, I just think they're better. And until we get our guys back, that's it. I mean, got to have that full roster.
I think that the reason I said Miami is. I think that they rely more on their shooters and wing players than the
bigs. And their defense is great.
Right. I think that when healthy, you match up a lot better against them.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing, too. Like, you get Caruso and Zoe back.
Right.
Those are steals. Those are turnovers that you're going to be.
Well, and the other thing is you think about it against Miami specifically. One of their big threats is Hero coming off the bench. He's scoring like 26 odd points coming off the bench right now.
Walking bucket.
Well, what if your rotation has Caruso, one of the best perimeter guards in the league, go, okay, now there you go. Like, you feel a lot better about that. But anyway, it's all conjecture.
Yeah. Well, and they also, I don't know. Watching the Milwaukee game, they like stopped being aggressive because they were up in the foul count in the third quarter. They had Milwaukee on 5 fouls, and then they went on a dry spell where they just didn't shoot free throws because they weren't charging the rim trying to get fouls. And I don't know.
That
game was frustrating.
Can I actually
it was awesome but frustrating.
I'm a little upset with the Bulls right now in regards to that game specifically, and you guys might remember the exact play that happened. Grayson Allen had a fast break.
Yeah.
Ayo Dosunmu's chasing him down. I don't expect your rookie to go and put that and, you know, do what he has to do. But I expected him to hard foul him. I expected him to put his ass down. Derek Jones Jr. did that later in the game. And it was a little bump, hip check. And for what Grayson Allen did, the hard foul, the ugly foul to Caruso. I mean, you had a chance to get him back to make a statement, rally. You just didn't. And it might be old school of me. And even saying it right now, like hearing it, it sounds so meat-heady, old school, like, yeah, throw a fastball into his ribs, you know. But man, sometimes, just to let you know, motherfucker, like, that shit don't fly here. Like, we work hard. Fuck you.
You ever pull that move out in the gym, in rec?
The old high knee?
Yeah, you let him know?
Oh,
yeah.
Marcos, I can tell you from experience, like, Marcos has no problem following you. Like, if you're
like
bigger
you don't
than
know
him,
the guy.
He's going to, like, you're going to get smacked.
I know you've got your guys you play with, you know, on Saturday mornings, but if like, Bob from the gas station down the street is there playing in the morning, if he's trying to get a little frisky, you going to let him know?
You got
to
let, yeah, because, I mean, I can't follow out one anyways, so, and two.
We're playing in a church. What's Jesus going to tell me to go?
Sixth foul this run.
Yeah, so I'm going to have one. I'm going to let you know, and then hopefully I don't got to use the other five if they were there. So I thought that was an opportunity. Fuck Grayson Allen, by the way.
Fuck Grayson Allen.
That piece of dog shit. I hate Grayson Allen so much.
Yeah, he sucks.
Got me in Twitter jail.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Should we expand on that?
Just go ahead. Tell the people.
Well, so no, dude.
You're in Twitter jail because of Bulls.
Because I engaged in a friendly criticism on Twitter of Grayson Allen and how terrible of a human being he is. I said fuck you a couple times.
I think you called him a
fuckface.
Called Giannis a puto.
Called him Giannis a puto.
Well, that wasn't even in English. That's fine.
So yeah, that's true too. And he's Greek. Come on.
He doesn't know what he said.
He probably speaks Spanish.
He probably speaks Spanish.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so that sucks. But I'm out of Twitter jail. Thanks for all the support.
Quick little 24-hour stint.
Yeah.
In and out.
Quick tick.
Free Marcos.
Shit, I'm back on Monday. We didn't even have used PTO.
Yep.
Anything else on the Bulls, guys?
Let's get healthy, baby.
I'm just excited to see how you end up in the Twitter clink this week.
Let's see. Let's see who else I piss off. Guys, with all the crazy shit that went on today, I took it upon myself because I know how much the boys like games.
I love a good game.
And Sean, welcome. We love games. We will all play games regularly. So, guys, play this game at home. Today, we're in light of the Calvin Ridley suspension. Today, we are going to play the suspension game. We're going to go all across sports. I'm going to give you guys suspensions. You guys have to give me the players. Pretty simple. All across history, blah, blah, blah.
I'm ready.
We got 10 questions. Write them down. I'm only going to go through it once. Let's keep it quick. Number one, this former MLB player never tested positive for PEDs. Many would argue he belongs in the Hall of Fame. This player did, however, serve an 8-game suspension when during an at-bat, his bat snapped in half and a half-dollar size piece of cork was found. Again, he never tested positive for PEDs. Number two, this former artist and NBA player was suspended for his role in a fan player brawl at the Palace at Auburn Hills.
Can you define artists?
While many were suspended for their participation that night, this player was the first to enter the crowd after a fan hit this person with a slushie.
Current and former iterations of the name acceptable.
Yeah, will you take both?
Both. Like an eagle chip from 30 yards out, boys. That slushy fucking boom.
Like an eagle chip from 30 yards.
That bad boy came in from the 200 level, smacked him in the chest.
Fun fact, Sean had never heard of the Malice at the Palace before, and I was getting a beer with him yesterday at lunch, and
appreciate the invite.
Showed him the whole video. And he loved it. He's like, this actually happened?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yes, this actually happened, brother. And chaos. They didn't cut away.
Guys, this number three, this former NFL player pulled the old Cheddar Bob after his team got out to a 10-1 record. This player accidentally shot himself in the thigh with an illegal handgun. Not only did he shoot himself, but he was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Adding insult to injury.
I don't know that one. That's awesome. I know. I know what team he played for, and I know what position, and I remember who it was.
Number four, after losing an on-ice fight to then-Bruin Donald Brashear, this former Vancouver Canucks slash Brashear in the final 4.6 seconds of the third period. Brashear suffered a grade 3 concussion. Player was charged with assault with a weapon for his role and never played another game in the NHL because of it.
Oh, shit.
Excuse me.
I see the video in my head. He just fucking whacks him.
Number five, the owner of the third highest career batting average in baseball history. This former MLB player and seven teammates were accused of conspiring with gamblers to throw the 1919 World Series. Although acquitted in 21, they received lifetime bans from the sport. Who is that player? Number six, this former U.S. Olympic skater was stripped of her titles and banned for life after she orchestrated an attack on her U.S. skating rival with her husband. Number seven, during the 1997 season, this NBA player choked and took a swing at his then head coach, PJ Carlissimo. He was suspended for a full season and then traded after his suspension ended to a team on the other side of the country.
What year? Sorry?
97. That one's a tough one, but I like the story.
I missed the beginning. What sports?
NBA.
NBA choked his head coach, PJ Carlissimo.
Cool.
Number eight, this former player and now coach was suspended for their participation in the Houston Astros 2017 sign-stealing scandal. Listen, identified by the worst commissioner of all time across all sports, Rob Manfred, as the ringleader of said sign-stealing scandal, he was suspended for an entire season before settling back in with his playing team.
You're asking for the manager?
Well, I'm asking for who the ringleader was.
Oh, yeah. You know, go ahead. Coaching up in Boston right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Number nine. A seventh-round pick in the 2009 NFL draft, this former NFL player was arrested and suspended for one game for public intoxication. According to the police report, when he was asked whether he was swimming in the canal up the road, he answered, "I'm not sure." When he asked why he was wet, he responded, "It was raining." When he was asked where his shirt was, he said, "It's in the water." And when he was asked how much he had to drink, he said, "A lot, because I am drunk."
I love that man so much.
And number 10, guys, this former UFC champion was stripped of his belt and suspended after fleeing the scene of an accident with serious injury, which is a felony. Also has been suspended for multiple failed drug tests. Despite all the career turmoil, he is the greatest fighter of all time.
Still the best.
The best. That was the suspension game. Gang, let's run through it. See how you did. Do you need any of them? Too bad.
No, nope. It's like 50-50.
Former MLB player, cork bat, Sammy Sosa.
Sup.
Number two, Ron Artest, or would also accept
Meta World Peace.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Number three, the former NFL player who pulled the old Cheddar Bob.
Plaxico Burress.
Number four, after losing an on-ice fight, Marty McSorley.
I looked at the
golden child of the...
Dude, I looked at the video, like, and dude, it's...
just straight up takes a stick and smacks him in the back of the head.
And
with
he
it.
Like the only reason he Hard. Avoided jail time was because he convinced the judge that like his defense team said that like he was aiming for shoulder pad, but like that video, he's not aiming for shoulder pad. That
he was out to
was
hurt
crazy.
A man.
Number five, guys, owner of the third highest career batting average, Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yep.
Got
number
it by
six,
a
Tanya Harding.
Yep.
Number seven, who choked out PJ Carlissimo, Latrell Sprewell. Latrell Sprewell.
Sure.
Number eight, guys, is Alex Cora, for sure. Number nine, the seventh round draft pick, our favorite, Pat McAfee. And number 10, guys, John Bones.
The best.
He's the best. And that's with him doing all these drugs and getting suspended all the damn time. If he stayed on the straight and narrow, fuck me, that dude's career would be incredible. It
if
is.
My aunt had a dick, she'd be my uncle.
What's the other one? If my
if my aunt had wheels, she'd be a bike.
If she'd be a bike, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I love that guy.
What you're saying doesn't make any sense.
If it had ham, it'd be like a British carbonara.
I'm dead.
Sorry.
Guys, that's a wrap on the game. I hope you enjoyed it.
Hey,
thanks
please.
For doing that,
5 for 10. Always fun.
Fun times.
Eight for 10.
Seven. Good for you.
I miss Gretzky and Latrell Sprewell.
I said Nancy Kerrigan.
You said Nancy Kerrigan?
I blanked for a minute. I'm Burris and Cora, and those came back to me.
I even said that he's the coach in Boston. And
that's
then,
why I gave it
and
away.
And I
yeah.
couldn't remember his last name. I kept going to Davey Martinez. And I'm like, why? Yeah. Why am I thinking
not
Davey Martinez?
I was hoping I kept you guys were AJ Hinch.
I kept thinking Carlos Carrera, but I knew it wasn't. It was
that's
just the
where
C.
I started
the C
too,
in my head
got
was,
to Davey
yeah.
Martinez somehow.
See, I wanted to, I tried to throw in a question of like, these players were not suspended for their alleged role in
yeah.
these. Because
you missed a great one. I'm drawing a blank on his name, which is, I mean I would have lost anyways. But the former NHL like broadcaster, Mike Milbury once climbed the wall of a hockey game, got over the border into the stands, and beat a guy with his own shoe.
Guys, you're missing a great one.
You usually have to pay extra for that.
I consider myself a man of deep faith, and there's a drive to left by Nicasianos, and that'll be 4-3 Reds.
Guys, it's that's me. The game. Moving on.
Bush.
Sammy Stats.
What's up?
Get us into your questions of the week.
I can do a couple questions for you guys.
Okay, let's
I'll
see.
Do some questions.
All right, you guys got some questions? Here we go. All right, so there was a little survey going around. Shout out local radio stations. This wasn't a survey they put together. MLB put this survey together, and it ended up in your email. Do not read this. Ended up in people's emails. You could go through it, and they would like you to give your input.
Okay.
And so it's one of those ones when you're doing your yearly review at work or God knows what, when it gives you the agree, strong, or it's like strongly
yeah.
disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Yeah. Agree.
We somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
So there's five options. Yeah, yeah. We got that? We can do this?
Yeah. 1-5.
There's three questions, because that's what I can remember from
right.
Lawrence Holmes.
Good
shout out 670 The Score, spitting those back to me over my lunch today.
Me.
First question. Baseball games are too long. Marcos.
Strongly agree.
Jake.
Somewhat
you can
agree.
Say somewhat,
somewhat
agree.
Agree.
You can say
somewhat agree.
3. I'm in the middle.
Okay. So we'll call that indifferent or fine. We'll call that fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Where are you at, Dave?
I like them a lot. Well, when you're there.
Huh?
On TV, it's
somewhat
tough.
Agree.
You I am me. There as well because
somewhat
I,
agree.
I'd like it
I like
slightly shorter, but it's not inconvenient enough to where I'm actively asking them to change it.
Correct.
So that's where I'm with you. Cool. All right, next. There are too many strikeouts.
Yes. Strongly agree.
Agree?
See, like, I need to put notes on that.
Like, Dale, answer the goddamn question.
Yes, based on the rules as you have made them.
You, yes what?
yes, there are too many strikeouts because of the way that you have made the game.
I'm going to give that a 4 from Dale.
Okay, so
that's an agree.
Yes, he agrees.
Fuck that. He doesn't strongly agree.
He somewhat agrees.
Somewhat agrees.
Fuck Rob Bamford, man.
Okay, yeah, well, we're working on it. All
right, strongly or somewhat agree.
Next, there are too many home runs.
No. Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
More home runs.
Strongly disagree. Every ball should be on wave.
Hold on. So this is the exact issue. That's what you've made the game about, and I'm all for that.
We banned curveballs.
But so that's what you got to do.
More
sliders. Like you have to get away with breaking balls then, because like
pitch outcome.
If you want more hit, more home runs, that means you want more strikeouts. That is I think that's a indirect relationship.
But
I don't know what the word is. Anyway, the more strikeouts you have, the more home runs you go for, the more strikeouts you're going to have.
It's a direct, yeah.
But the
direct,
survey wasn't. One it is, but the know. Survey wasn't like it just asked that question about
right.
the amount that we get.
Yeah.
But so
currently,
like, but
this is based off of how you currently feel about the product.
But if we say, are there too many strikeouts? Yes. But do you want more home runs? Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah. Stop striking out as much and hit more home runs.
Right. Like
down. Let's do it.
Only.
Like, be better. Be better.
That's my issue right now.
I got a resolution.
What's that?
We ban the shift and we ban all breaking balls.
They are talking about the shift still is on the table for the negotiations right now.
And what do you guys think of the shift?
That was the next question.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So there are the shift. I don't know how it was worded, but. There's too much shifting in baseball.
Uh-huh.
Bull shift.
I disagree.
Agreed with Jake. I disagree that there is too much shifting in baseball.
Get better at hitting.
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to go the other way. The shift kind of annoys me.
Yeah.
When you scold a fucking
Are you ground ball. Okay with... Okay, I shouldn't say it like that. I will equate it to... I mean, NFL teams use different lineups based on who they're playing. To get maximum efficiency.
If you only
defense.
Hit the ball to the right side of the field, I should be able to just load up the right side of the field.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's not personnel would be the analogy. It'd be scheme and alignment.
You can say that however you want.
However you want to do it. But
that was a Matt Nagy answer.
Exactly. Yeah, sure.
the NFL, but you could also go, the NFL has a rule that, you know, linemen can't be downfield.
Yeah, like if you... You technically like have to rush X amount of players, like
right. I see what you're saying. You could make rules of X amount of you can't have more than X amount of players in the outfield grass mm-hmm. is one way you could yep. do that.
Or you're a
but
left
that just
side
means,
player or a right side player.
Right. Yeah, that just means you're gonna have multiple people on those edges. I don't know.
So
we'll
here's
see.
So here's the issue with that. Like
okay,
if you're talking about the switch and you're talking about like there's two trains of thought with thinking about it. There's the we want to get more fans into baseball. Well, if you want more fans into baseball, then you don't like the shift. But if you don't care about the next generation of fans of baseball or you want them to get over it, well, then you like the shift. But technically, the shift does make it to where if these guys are hitting into the shift constantly, that's bad for baseball. That's bad for pace of play, or that's bad for on-field product because it's just another ground out. You don't have the shift anymore, and then you got these guys hitting base more. I'm just, from an argument's sake, the shift is bad for your viewership.
I'm actually going to move my answer to the middle, as lame as that is, but I'm thinking about, you know, the fact that nobody shifts on me when – we go to play softball and I still suck ass. So, you know what? Like, it's fine.
Love that.
You know, whatever. I'll stay right in the middle. Just hit. Just field the ball. I don't care where the fuck you're playing. Whatever.
I think that a team should be able to play against you based on where you traditionally hit the ball. Like, it's kind of like in basketball, if you want to stop, if you don't want them to do that, just stop them. Don't let them. If you don't want them to shift, hit the ball the other way.
Lay down a bunt.
Yeah,
that is always really cool. Seeing third base just completely uncovered, and then a bunt go right down third base line. That is exactly cool.
Okay.
I also think that it moves the MLB closer towards being structured more like the NBA than the NFL in terms of player contracts, where you have a set group of guys at the top who are able to do that next level thing that get those quote unquote supermax contracts, because they can hit against the shift. They can hit to all fields as it is. So I don't know. Just 2 cents.
All right. Couple more. We okay?
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Catchers wear too much gear.
Move on. That's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Hey.
I'm curious as to That's such an odd question. I mean, I disagree.
What do you want them to take off?
I mean, I guess I'm three because I don't disagree that they wear too much, but I don't agree that they wear.
Okay.
You know, they're
completely
in a fine
disagree.
Spot.
They do not wear too much. I completely disagree with that statement.
I think I'm like three or four. I think they kind of wear a little too much gear. Think about how fun it would be. Then your catcher's got to be that much better at blocking balls, at framing.
Catcher's going to die.
You're not going to. Okay, and then you need depth. You know how good? Framing would be back.
What do you mean frame?
Dude, it's in right now.
It's in art, now.
There's
art
like
form.
Four catchers that hit. Like, that's it. Every catcher is just. Yeah, I think that's a really silly question.
Here, how about this? Catchers can never take off the gear. Whether you're batting or not,
I love it. I'll put it in the comment
box.
Yeah,
I like that too.
I like that too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Let's see your fat ass run down there, Tyler Flowers. Like, get your ass down
there. We're going to fix baseball.
Yeah.
We're going to fix baseball.
Okay.
With a bottle of Malort. Give me another one.
And a Busch Light.
That's bad. All right. That's bad.
The bases are too small.
That's funny.
I don't play. This is obviously meant for the players. I'm not, not on the field, so. Make them smaller. Make them impossible to find.
the size of like a square, like a little tiny.
Sean, how close would you have to be to a roughly, I'm guessing here, 14 to 16 inch base for you to see it?
To actually see it or just know where it is? Because like a baseball diamond is pretty simple to know where the base
is. Well, yeah, no, like if there was.
Sean, come over here real quick.
All right.
If there was like a 14 inch by 14 inch obstacle in front of your path, how close would you have to be to see it?
It depends on a lot of things. If it's, we're talking about baseball bases, they're white against the brown dirt. They're really easy to see. I can see it.
High vis bases,
low vis photography.
Low vis photography on Instagram. Right, again, low vis photography.
All right. Last but not least, the on deck circle is not close enough to the field.
That I 100%
Who
agree with.
Who was the player?
Adrian Beltre.
He picked it up and moved it.
And then got ejected then, for doing so. Yes.
Well, because the ump was like, get in the on-deck circle. And he's like, fine. And he grabbed it and moved it to where he was standing.
Beltre, he was so fun to watch. Baseball lost one of their viral stars when he retired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His little partnership with Elvis Andrews was
so
really
good.
Fun to watch.
Hates when people touch his head.
Yeah, and it's just so fun to watch like the other young players that would interact with him. I loved him.
There's
so
a bunch more, but we'll end with the hitting the foul pole with a home run should be worth two.
No.
Because I don't believe
because I'll just make my foul poles like 10 feet wide.
If it was skill based. Sure, but that's just
you don't
like
think that
it
could drops be
skill
in
based?
A hole
no.
like a cone.
No,
on top.
They have a hard.
That is 100% luck.
They hit the ball one of every three times. If you're good, now we're talking about aiming home runs.
Yeah, I agree.
Dude.
No,
yeah. We just said we wanted more of them.
There's a. I think the Mets field has a target in left center that says hit it here. I don't think anybody's ever hit it there.
Challenge accepted.
I don't think those players care where it goes out as long as it gets over the fence between the poles.
Well, I'm not with the I'm not with any extra points because I'm not with like a 4-point shot in the NBA. So like I think the points are the points at this point. You've played the game for so long, you could never like add more ways to get more points.
Unless it was distance on a home run. Now we're talking.
500 plus.
Guys, I made up like most of those questions.
My man.
Like
MLB needs
like
you.
No, they asked the first three were legit.
Okay.
The catcher's gear was me. Sorry. I just thank you. You guys got so up in arms over that shit.
Because I was going like, if this is what they're fucking talking about right now, instead of negotiating the next season, I'm going to be so upset.
Marcos figured it out.
Yeah. Oh, you did. Yeah. I did not.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking
idiot. I'm a dick dog. I wasted 4 days in New York City. For smaller bases?
I'm a dig dog.
Guys, let's roll all these good vibes into the weekly you know what's. Into the weekly, let's go back into the alley together and let's do some segments.
Oh, yeah, segments.
Whoa.
I'm doing some fucking segments.
Guys, I'm going to start, all right? We'll get into dog walk or dog sit, not dog walk.
I'm dog so bad sit. At that.
Who can or cannot dog sit for you? You guys, you know who's not watching my boys? The Ricketts, those American oligarch fucks.
They looking to buy Chelsea?
Yes. We've suffered biblical losses, right? MLB teams didn't make money. For 2 years, we didn't make money. But we all of a sudden have enough fucking cash sitting under the couch. I found this. Just sitting under the couch.
Well, I mean.
And we're going to go buy Chelsea Football Club.
Their dad, like, founded, like, TD Ameritrade, so.
Fuck that puto, too.
So I think they have money before the Cubs.
I would actually enjoy it if they bought Chelsea. I enjoy Chelsea's my favorite team in the Prem.
The Cubs
I
think that don't have money.
Yes, correct.
Correct.
The Ricketts.
The Ricketts have money.
Fuck the Ricketts.
Yeah. No, yeah, for no, sure. No, still no that, yeah, yeah, no, for sure.
I'll never forget the McDonald's.
These assholes, man. They can't keep getting away with it.
How do they keep getting, away,
getting away with this?
Because we keep buying their shit. And going
yeah.
There.
Was it, I think, Ron, who has a statue that they moved to storage?
Oh yeah, it's
the Ron Santo.
It's the Ron Santo. I saw
and Ernie too. I think I moved. In.
Oh, that's what it is.
But it was. I think it was Ron though, because he was on Twitter. He says something like, "Man, this baseball season better start. I can't keep this statue at my house any longer."
Way to lean in.
What a
that's
goof.
Pretty good.
Producer Jake, who's watching Sasha?
Kevin Holland, UFC fighter, was getting choked out. In like the first round, and he's sitting there with his thumbs up. Like,
there was only like 5-6 seconds left. He's like, "I'm good."
Anyone yeah, this isn't even that cool under that type of pressure can
keep dog
save
the old
for
girl.
Sasha.
Oh, love yeah. it.
He went on to win that fight.
Yeah, he did.
Via, oh, for
like,
real?
Awesome knockout.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome Sick. Knockout. Pretty uneventful card, but. Like, yeah. That knockout was nice.
Well, your hype up for the card was
man
pretty big.
They can always be, you know, Bryce Mitchell was good too, but like, they sometimes they're just duds. It happens.
It's so, okay. It's okay.
Moving on. Daladeo, who's watching Billion?
Ricky Gervais.
Ooh.
Mostly just because I really like Ricky Gervais and it's getting towards award season. So, like, the videos of him. Just insulting people.
Thank you, God. Piss off.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come up here, get your award, and piss off. No one gives a shit what you have to say. You're all millionaires. We're here to pat you on the fucking back like you need it. And it's just gold. I love Ricky Gervais. He's also, his stand-up is phenomenal. Moving on.
Yeah, he gets it.
He Sammy does. Stats.
Watching my dog this week.
Peyton Princess.
And anytime. Anytime. He's available. Jim Sinegal.
Educate.
Co-founder of Costco.
Dude, Costco slaps, man.
Holy shit, man.
I spent like $300 there this past week.
Yeah, so did we.
Yeah.
Vicariously through Sam.
Yeah, through his membership.
Anytime that you can buy like 150 golf balls for $75.
That's a come up right there.
It's a great deal.
I'll take it. Jeans, $15.
And I'm wearing $15 Costco jeans right now.
Heck yeah.
We got a camera.
They're actually Aaron Rodgers specials, though.
Well, they are Izod's.
Yeah, so.
Burn them.
Fuck.
But $15.
No, it's hard. It's hard to find 34 length.
Callaway shorts. No free ads. But Callaway, give us free shit.
I got the blue
That'd
ones.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so Jim, you're an awesome dude. He takes a real modest salary. Keeps margins at 10% so he can pay some of the highest wages in the country. Awesome company.
Good to know.
Costco.
Thanks for the golf balls.
That were, yeah. Dude, and that was like such an impulse buy because we all just felt the nice weather outside. We're like, golf? Golf's here?
They got us. They got us. It was a crime of opportunity.
They said, you need to get those golf shorts on the main table today.
But we're going to save money.
Last year's.
You can't find those shorts for less than $45 if you go to Dick's Sporting Goods or anywhere else.
No free ads.
So, yeah, no free ads. Sorry. So, I mean, it's a steal.
Embiid had 19 and 5 at the half.
Okay, so you're in play. Rebounds. You're in play, right?
You got a points? Shot. 14 rebounds will be a push, but if Thompson fouls out, like they said, he had started fouling already in the first or second. So you got a really good shot.
All right.
Anyway, moving on.
100 gambler.
Yeah.
Got a big one, boys. Guys, Sammy Stats, lead us now into who's not that guy.
Not that guy is Curbs, because I don't know when I started doing this, but I have to get new tires on my car.
You rub, don't you?
I went to look, and I have
sidewalls.
Been... Well, the tires are worn out anyways. It's 67,000 miles now, so they're at the end. But I guess I've just been driving like a 16-year-old girl in a Nissan Altima, like just hitting everything. I had no idea I was doing this.
Sean liked that one.
Okay, so the way that you had said it, I wasn't sure if you meant I'm driving like, as in similar to, a 16-year-old girl in a
that
Nissan
correct.
Altima.
That's the
for
one.
A second, it sounded like I'm driving around like, you know, like a 16-year-old girl from an Altima. And I was really concerned for a second.
Yeah, punctuation is king. It honestly is,
Let's eat, kids.
Yeah, but so
kids.
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta get like my wheels need to get. I don't know. I don't know when the fuck did this happen to me?
Let's eat, kids. Let's eat, kids.
No, yeah. Punctuation
you get
is
it.
King.
I've never heard that. Not a deal.
Not that guy for me this week. The beloved institution of Reading Rainbow. They will be coming back. Without LeVar Burton.
Oh, damn.
At this point?
What's the point?
Why?
Give me LeVar or nothing.
I don't want it at that point.
Give me Burton or give me Doug.
Don't even send it. Jiggers.
Not that guy is the company Twitter for locking my boy up. How dare they?
What the fuck is this?
Is it on site?
It's with Grayson Allen, it's on site.
With Jack Dorsey?
Is that the Twitter?
That's the Twitter
CEO. Is that
Mr.
Twitter?
Mm-hmm. Did I get that right?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that was a good guess.
Fuck that guy too. Yeah.
Sean, post this clip.
I'm probably not going to be with him. Sean
Dorsey. Guys, he's blind, not deaf. He could hear you. He's 5 feet away.
Guys, and not that guy for me. Not that guy for me is going to be me.
Again.
Two weeks in a row. Moneyline Mike nominated me last week. A
couple more nominations. You're going to be on the ballot.
I think I'm on the ballot here because this is like my fourth one of this season, and we're only 25 episodes in.
Can I change mine to you?
Guys, last week I gave you guys my not that guy was Cain Velasquez because he attempted to murder somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And although he did attempt to murder somebody, we learned.
Got some facts.
Turns out it was that situation that we all say every single time. If it was me, this is how I would handle it.
Mm-hmm. He literally did it. That thing.
So if you guys didn't see it, one of his young relatives, one of his nieces, was sexually assaulted by some guy. And so Cain Velasquez got a gun, followed him after he left the courthouse, and just shot into the vehicle that he was in. Unfortunately, hit dude's stepfather instead. So that's why Kane's in trouble.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that kind of makes him not that guy.
Kind of makes him not that guy, but.
Yeah. Also, don't shoot people.
Intentions.
Sean just said he can aim better than that.
I've seen Sean shoot. Sean can shoot.
You guys see where the camera's facing? I beg to differ.
We're gonna get a fifth mic eventually just for that. Wire me up, just
wireless. So, guys, I am not that guy.
Sorry, man. Technically, right, man. You're a better man than me because in a situation where I should have blamed myself for my driving, I blame the curbs.
Oh, that is so, you know. That is true. Guys, how about anything else? Anything that you guys are actively watching right now?
Ooh.
We bring it up as what you're watching.
There is a large media conglomerate called Barstool Sports that puts out great content, and there's the Coach Prime show.
Oh, you're watching that?
Pretty good. Yep. Enjoying it.
I had interest in it.
Catch it on YouTube. It's a real easy watch. You just throw it on in the background.
All right.
You know what I started that isn't anything new? By any means, me and Honey are late to this party, but we are fucking hooked. Succession.
Oh,
okay.
Holy yeah, I've been told to do
shit.
It.
That show's fantastic.
Oh, God damn it. Oh.
There's a Culkin brother in it.
There's stuff I want to unwatch.
They just keep
popping
up. There's
a brother?
Up.
Yeah.
There's multiple Culkins.
Do they all look the same?
Yes.
They're all Joe Burrows. It's a bunch of Joe Burrows. Guys, there's a Culkin brother in it. There's who's the sergeant from or the chief from Super Troopers? Oh, God damn it. Give me it.
Lee. Tommy
I don't
Lee
know
Jones?
The guy.
Oh, no. Tommy Lee Jones?
That's Tommy not Tommy Lee Jones, but...
That's Men in Black, boys. That's K.
All hail K.
All hail K. K. Okay, can you see?
So, guys, watch Succession. That's a lot of fun. That's what I'm hooked on.
Kate started watching Euphoria, which means every now and then I walk upstairs and there's actors portraying high school students having sex, and it's really uncomfortable.
Brian Cox.
I don't get it.
Who's Brian Cox?
He's the chief from Super Troopers.
Brian Cox. He's...
Hilarious.
Fantastic. Euphoria is fucking awesome.
Does anybody see Tommy Lee Jones in that?
Some weird spots of it. I have no interest in that show.
Oh, damn.
Did you finish Attack on Titan?
Sometimes you miss big.
I'm actually, when you guys leave, I'm watching episode 25 of season 1. It's a finale.
Kayla has been binge watching this dumb fucking show called Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
And now I'm invested in the characters.
So
I'm Selling so Sunset? Upset. I'm so upset because now I know their names and I'm just, God damn it.
It's a reality TV show.
Marcos loves reality TV, so he's looking into it.
Women sell multi-gajillion dollar homes
and make fat ass commissions and just
so
and bicker their lives about are nothing.
For those that don't know, I live with Sam and Kayla. I walk past as she's watching a lot. So I've seen a lot of the show. I have yet to see them actually sell a home. It's just always the drama.
It happens at the very end, Jake. Very end of the episode.
Deal. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Sign the paper. Done. Every
so are
time.
You a realtor? So
no, I'm hot and I walk through houses and I'm good at talking to people.
I'm an open houser.
It's very silly.
It's very silly.
They are very silly.
Christine is a bitch.
See, that's not for me.
Right.
I can't sit through
a whole episode.
From Flip or Flop.
Which one?
Musa? Anyways.
Oh, you're looking at the cast?
Yeah. Well,
Joanne?
I love...
you love reality
HGTV.
TV. Dude, you and Honey just
the Housewives?
Love reality
Dog.
TV.
The Salt Lake...
What?
Real Housewives of Salt Lake is
there
the
is,
craziest
that is not a real
shit.
Thing.
Are they polygamists?
No. One of them is like an ex-Mormon escaped from the cult. It's all crazy. One lady is one lady's in the middle. Like, she got arrested mid-recording during the season for like wire fraud and felony conspiracy to commit fraud.
Awesome.
Guys.
The producers were like, yes.
This is a gold mine.
This is what we wanted.
It's incredible. Watch a couple episodes. It's so fucking good. The reunion is happening right now. Fucking chaos.
All right, watch Selling Sunset on Netflix and get back to me.
Guys, but what we are going to be watching and what we're really looking
Wait
ahead
a minute.
To... What?
I got to do mine.
What is yours?
I finished Genius. And
I didn't watch the third one.
I'm watching Yellowstone. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. It's a heater.
You guys watch the Lakers? There's like a Lakers...
new show.
New show.
It's a new show. Showtime. It's called Showtime.
It's like a Lakers
The Showtime Lakers.
There.
Well, it's basically about how the NBA became profitable. Like, became like big money. And it comes through getting Magic Johnson in the draft. Getting Irvin Magic Johnson in the draft out of Michigan State. And then Showtime Lakers. Because they had already had Kareem. They had already been dominating the NBA.
So have you seen this already?
No, I just watched the extended trailer.
You should be our guy.
Plus, this is a story
you
that
are the
like, everyone should kind of know about because, you know.
I don't know the history of that story by any means.
The buses bought the Lakers, so...
Oh,
I'm about
Genie.
To that. Yeah.
Right? I believe that's them.
I believe, Jake, that's it? Okay, yep. So then getting back to what we're really moving ahead to. Guys,
moving ahead.
So we are getting into the middle of this week. We're going to have all of our actually, sorry. We got voicemails. We got one voicemail.
We have a voicemail.
We do.
We sure do.
From the voice of a male named Seth from Beecher.
Yeah, it's our guy. Sorry,
is he Beecher or is he Midlothian?
No, he's Beecher.
Okay.
He still claims Beecher even though he moved to Romeoville.
Not Midlothian.
Not Midlow?
Can't go back.
Never.
Seth from Beecher, bare minimum field reporter in the field. not at the combine, but my sources at the combine are telling me that, you know, Chris Olave, you know, he's not the guy to go for in the first round. If you've got a first-round pick, probably pass up on that guy. You know, he's last in, first out of the building, got terrible work ethic. He shouldn't go, you know, before, I don't know, I'm just spitballing, pick 39 maybe. Anyways, that's the report from the field. Seth from Beecher out.
Did
first of all, he does not work
yeah,
for us.
Did he call yeah. He said the field reporter for the bare minimum?
Yes. So that was a self-imposed title? That is not, we have not cleared that with legal.
We didn't even clear Sean with
Sean,
legal.
Sean, yeah.
So, we are paying neither of them.
Wait,
so I shouldn't send him the truck
and
the camera then?
Negative.
Sean, don't give him the camera.
Sean, don't give him a camera. It's fine. Yes.
Seth does not work for us.
Yet.
No. He just doesn't.
Seth, I was willing to throw it out there. But
but
Seth does not work for us.
But he makes a good point that I think a lot of teams should pass on Olave.
If he falls to us,
falls to
crazy.
39. He won't. He's very good.
And Justin Fields won't fall to 11.
None of those fast wide. Oh, true. Yeah. None of those fast wide receivers will fall. No. Though, like, unless they're like not those top tier talent guys. Those guys will be right there.
I would love that Ohio State combo.
Seth, I'll talk to him. We'll see what we can get done.
Seth, fight the good fight on your way back to the meat packing plant.
He looked me in the eyes.
Yeah.
He does not work here.
As of this moment, you are correct.
You are correct.
Frog protection.
He does not work here.
Frog protection. Guys, so then getting into what I call a money-making opportunity.
Jeez.
All right? Guys, conference championships are coming up here.
A financial opportunity.
With a lot of these college basketball conferences. You got the Big Ten tournament coming up here starting on Wednesday. SEC kicks off on Wednesday. Pac-12, all of them. They're all starting up here. Regular season play has ended. Brackets are out on Sunday, right? And we start with some crazy shit right away next week. So next week we are going to have a local coach out here. Actually, I'll tease that. We're going to have somebody on next week, guys, and they will join us. And we'll have a couple kind of interview things set up. It'll be a really good one. And we'll get into, once these brackets are out, we'll get into really breaking down how we're looking at the brackets and some of the cool stories. But guys, are you guys excited for March Madness?
Can't wait. I love it.
You guys big bracket guys?
March is here.
Oh, yeah.
There's just something.
I'll fill out 10 of them. I don't know. I like clicking all the teams. I like going through it. And then every once in a while, I like a good handwritten bracket.
What's your, like, 1 year I called the SEC right the whole way through? What's your thing?
So I got really far
in ESPN that year.
I got two. I made it through the first round and a half completely correct.
So that's my dog.
Insane.
So I that happened that 1 year. I made it a round and a half. I made so essentially 3 days. I went because right, it's 4 days in a row is yes. the first like yes. two yeah. rounds. So I made it three
staggered.
Days.
They're going like every other.
I made it 3 days being correct one time. That was the close, and I don't even think I ended up winning because really your points matter in
late.
The last like, the final
it's
four.
Yeah, it's weighted down to that.
Yeah,
way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then 1 year. I got like six the final eight, and
oh, that's pretty.
And
damn
I won
good
that.
Too.
Yeah,
I had Loyola when they went. Yeah, so I had Loyola
final four.
No, I had Loyola Elite Eight. I had Ryan. I almost said I had Ryan Boatwright. I had the UConn Huskies when
for
Ryan
cardiac
Boatwright
Kemba.
Played,
when, no,
that was Shabazz and Ryan Boatwright, East Aurora's finest.
Hey.
Ozzie Newsome was the head coach. I had that run when they won it as a seventh seed. I had them in the final because Ryan Boatwright went to East
Aurora.
Yeah,
that was the only reason. You're like,
only reason.
Because ride or die.
That guy.
Won that bracket 36-30. That because of it. It
you
was
used to
awesome.
Get $5 tickets to see that guy.
What was the team last year? Oral Roberts or right?
Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
There's always those ones. There's always
fucking
those ones
love
where
it.
Like,
my favorite is UMBC.
Yeah, we fall in love with them. I like you guys
Dale.
Remember.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Florida Gulf Coast a couple years
oh,
ago.
Yeah.
The
oh,
other
yeah.
Guys.
The Lob City.
Lob
yeah.
City, the original Lob City.
That YouTube video still slaps. I think it's from like 2013 or 2012.
Ooh.
Still great. Speaking of that 2012-2013 season was I was throwing around brackets to get people in a bracket pool. We were still going to school, and you took Lehigh over Duke in the first round. You nailed that pick.
Yeah, I hope that shit happens again. I would love nothing more than Duke to like lose the conference championship and like lose out first conference or first game of the year. Just on Coach K's last year.
It was like 1 p. It was like 2 p.m. and we were opening our second 30 rack of Bush Light on like Randy's couch,
as we were wont to
by the university. And then, yeah, the rest was history. We were going crazy.
You guys want to do Duke Talk now or not yet?
We can do Duke Talk now.
I don't want to talk about them at all.
Fuck them.
That's where I'm at.
Here, let's do Duke Talk. Everybody, 10 seconds of silence.
If Dale's right and they get bounced in the first round,
we finish the Malort.
Coach K comes back.
I
can't go out like this.
I could see that. Actually,
I can't go out like this.
Nope.
Well, did you guys see the whole chaos at his game? At that last game.
Yeah. So glad UNC won.
And so, afterwards, he says, I don't know if you heard the clip, but he's like, oh, you know, I'm really sorry. Like, this was unacceptable.
He said, disappointing.
No. He said, it's disappointing. And everybody's like, no. Coach, he's like, no, be quiet. Be quiet.
Yeah, he, like, hushed them up.
Shushed everybody.
Wait a second. You invited, there's, like, 100 Duke greats in the stands. You got.
I don't like
him. What are you talking about?
I don't like it.
Dude,
you're just Mike now. Remember that.
I don't understand the love for him. I get it. Like, he FTP. Was really successful and all that shit, but like, dude, whatever. Like how him and his contingent were all upset that they didn't at Chapel Hill when they played UNC for the last one there, that they didn't give him like a farewell. Like, what the? I heard him talking about it on the radio today. Guys, if Aaron Rodgers goes on a farewell tour and the Bears put on a fucking montage of how much we, like, thank you for what you did for the game, Aaron, and you give me, like, a touchdown compilation montage, we are fighting.
I would want them to put, like, a montage of just every single time he's been hit.
Yeah.
Just him getting hit.
Who broke his collarbone?
Yeah. just a replay of the collarbone.
We don't wish injury on people, but
it already happened.
Who was that? That was a big guy.
Yeah.
I forget.
Oh, Corey Wooten.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds right.
Mm-hmm. So all these conference championships are going to happen here soon. Can I give you guys my, like, I have one pick.
Trying to make some money?
I have one pick, and I got a ticket on him 15 to 1.
I have all the info already, but that's fine.
Kentucky.
The Cats.
Kentucky has
shooters.
The best front court in college basketball. And they have, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but they have a center right now leading all of college basketball, offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds, defensive efficiency rating. That team, when cooking, that's like my team, and I really hope, because 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'd like to see him versus Kofi.
This is a weird year, because you could legitimately make the argument that like 8-12 teams could
win.
8-12 teams could win it.
I love that. I love when there's parity.
I think it's better it's like this. So like the odds on betting favorite right now is Gonzaga plus 350. Then you got
I got plus 370 even
they've showed,
right now.
They've showed that there's a chink in the armor.
Oh, everybody. You know? Everybody can lose. Kentucky third at plus 750. You got Baylor 11-1. Duke's 12-1. Purdue 13-1.
Have you seen the dude on Gonzaga?
The Chet Holmgren?
Yeah.
You need my guy.
The freshman?
He needs a sandwich.
He needs a cheeseburger.
But he can shoot.
Every time he runs, shit. I worry that it's just going
to. Yeah, one knee is just going to lose. Like, is there cartilage in there at all?
Sammy Sosa bat. Just
they just find a $0.50 size piece of cork.
Right in his knee when he pops his knee open.
So I'm trying to look through this. Like, who's like a.
Don't do this.
Kansas.
Illinois
Kansas
plus
is frisky.
How about Wisco losing to Nebraska?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, God love
Wisco's
Nebraska.
Still
Bucky Sucky, dude. That's what happens every fucking time.
Hey, you don't speak ill of Bucky.
Fuck Bucky, dude.
Bucky the batter.
Dude, Wisconsin, just all they do whenever they get into these moments, and it's football too. It's just Wisconsin in general, the state and the universities, and everybody who fucking habits that place. Habitats that, but whatever.
Fuck them.
Inhabits, yeah.
Inhabits
sure.
That place.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. Whenever you have an opportunity, you just piss down your leg. That's what they did. That they could have owned the Big Ten title outright.
Stage is too
but
big.
But what happened? You lost to fucking Nebraska.
Fred Hoiberg.
Nebraska. Nebraska, who couldn't beat, and they couldn't shoot their way out of a wet paper bag. And all of a sudden now all of a sudden Nebraska's hot shit. Fuck Fred Hoiberg, but
it
fuck
wasn't weren't the PMT guys there?
No, they were there
that
for
was
the
game before.
Game.
Damn it. Yeah. That would have been good to watch.
Oh, but
that's great content.
Which they celebrated like they like outright won the Big Ten that night.
It was fantastic.
Wasn't this the Wisconsin-Nebraska game was Big Cat's game of the year? Was one of his games of the year?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I know that
I have to look into it.
Portnoy did call UNC plus 11.5 against Duke. And that was his lock of the year.
That's amazing.
So that's
amazing.
That's a really
I
good
bet
one.
He had a, I hope Duke a couple loses. Units on that.
Dale, anything in college basketball that you're looking at? Any teams you're kind of into?
I mean, just on a betting wise, Auburn is not the favorites to win, even though they're the one seed. Like you just gotta like when the number one seed is not the favorite. It's just easy money.
Is Bruce Pearl still the coach down there?
I don't know. I hope Illinois wins. The conference or like the actual tournament, it'd be cool. I enjoy that team if I had to
Me
pick
too.
A team, but like,
man, if Iowa had stayed,
oh yeah,
if Iowa had stayed, they
just remember the. I just want them to go on a run. Remember Northwestern's run?
Absolutely.
Just a few years ago, that was a blast.
That was a great time. We're happier with Iowa being on the Bulls right now, right?
Yes. Oh my God! Yes.
because of the value. Like the value was. Awesome,
I'm
and he's
Bulls
a great
fan.
Player.
I'm not really an Illini.
I mean, right. That's fair. I'm just thinking about like if he's still on the Illini, and we could hype. You know,
if any college team had an NBA starting caliber player,
you're right. Yep.
But anyway,
a girl can dream.
A girl can.
Not a lot of value here, guys. Looking at value here. Not a
go
lot.
Cats.
It's not a
get
lot.
Get them Kentucky.
Auburn, yeah, like you said, Auburn's another good one.
What about Kansas? I think Kansas might.
No,
I just love Kansas
frisky.
For the
they're
colors.
14-1. They're another. They're up there.
Damn,
guys. So we're gonna get into this. Like next week is gonna be our bracket episode. At least we'll have a good size interview in it again. Like I said. Other than that, boys, anything else you guys got for me?
Nope.
Cool. Then that's going to be a wrap on episode 25. Again, Facebook, The Bare Minimum Podcast, Twitter, @TheBareMinPod. Please, guys, do us a favor. I've asked for it a couple times now, and the reviews, for some reason, still stand at the same.
Yeah, somebody review it.
Give us a
tell
review.
Tell us for shit. I don't care.
Give us 5 stars. Give us 1 star, and tell us why you think we suck. But interaction is great, and we really do appreciate you guys coming back every week. See Red, and as usual, my friends, bear the fuck down.
Bears.
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 Bears. Bears.